Yes, sir. All right, all right. Welcome to Below the Belt Boxing.
What it do? Below the belt.
All right, welcome to Below the Belt Boxing, the broadcast. You can watch us on YouTube, so please, please hit that like and subscribe button to help us get the 1K, man. Go ahead and do that. You can also hear us on Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and many more other platforms of podcasting, man. You know what it is. Let's give it up for some real players, y'all. Let's give it up for some real players. Below the Belt Boxing, it's not a podcast, it's a broadcast with your broke ass. Hey, man, we got Julian Poole in the motherfucking house right now,
man. What's going on, y'all?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And, of course, we got the motherfucking Mr. Upset Antoine Ellison in the motherfucking house, man.
You know what it is, man.
You know what it is, man. Both of these guys have upcoming fights, man. Closest one is October 8th at Camden, Wisconsin, man. We have Mr. Upset, man. Tell him what you got going on first, man. It's coming up.
All right, man. You already know, man. I'm a two-time state title champion. So, you know what I'm saying? They having me defend my welterweight division state champion against a guy that's coming from Green Bay. It's his home state. He sold like $25,000 for tickets.
Oof.
He at Indy. So he going to bring it to me. And everybody said they're going to bring it to me. You know, this is how he needs. So, it'd be like a little snack for me to go ahead and get him out of there by the third round.
Hey, Lions eat Cubs, right?
Man, you already know, man. You know what I'm saying? Hyenas eat them motherfuckers, man. You know?
Yeah, yeah. It's all right, man. How you been preparing for this fight, though, bro?
Shit. I'm waiting on my man to get here right now, man. We just did what? I think that was Tuesday we did. What was it, Tuesday?
Yeah, Tuesday.
We did like 15 rounds, I believe.
Ooh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about, man. Hard work and dedication, dog. Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying?
We waiting on him to come in today. We got a couple extra fighters coming in today, so I'm going to get at least about, like, 20 rounds in today.
Ooh.
And it's only a six-round fight.
Yeah, so you got to be prepared, man. Go triple at least, you know what I'm saying, for them fights.
I know. Then, he got his family coming. He got all his little people coming.
Oh,
so, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, but, you know, like the last
that's
time.
That's why they call him Mr. Upset.
That's why, man. Listen, man. That's why I told you I'm coming to eat, man. Listen, man. I told the boys it's going to be about the second, third round. I'm about the first, honestly, about the first and second round. Yeah. I'm figuring him out like normal.
Mm-hmm.
Then after that, I'm going to take care of him. I'm going to eat him alive and send him back to his family.
Hey, man, I love to hear that, bro. Because your last fight, dog, you took him out of there, man.
I told you. This was the crazy part of the body. Here we go. Yeah. Let's bust it down.
Let's bust it down.
All right, we fought for the, what title was that? That was the middleweight state title.
Okay.
We fought for that one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the dude I'm fighting is his cousin.
A word.
He come.
Big cousin, get him.
Yep,
he whooped my ass. Go get him for me, cousin.
Yep, I'm actually fighting his cousin now, bro.
Lord
so
mercy.
Like, and the crazy part is, his cousin was there in the audience watching me fight.
Word.
Yep. And
he thought he saw something?
Yeah.
Oh, hell.
But you
no.
know, man, I fight so many different ways. I can't even tell my damn self what I'm doing.
I swear to God, dog. Julie, what you got going on, man? December 3rd, right?
December 3rd, between December 3rd and December 10th. Mm-hmm. I just signed with His Squad Boxing down in San Antonio, Texas.
Yes, sir.
So I'll be moving down to Texas in the next 2 months.
That's what's up, man.
I've been down here at Conflict Sports working with Andre Sawyer. You know, I've been knowing Andre, Antoine for years.
We go back in the day.
Hey,
we got to tell some of them stories, dog.
Yeah.
We got to tell some stories, dog. We got a lot of stories,
man.
Those
sparring sessions with the motherfucker.
You know, like, dog,
those
sparring sessions. Those
sparring sessions, man. You know.
The King Center, Cream City.
Yeah, you already know, man.
All that.
I'm surprised your man ain't here like, man, this nigga Twan for my mouthpiece is him getting a full ass.
Yeah.
Let's go.
He still be saying that shit, dog. It's like, this nigga Twan don't care. He love boxing. This nigga sparred me without a mouthpiece one time, yo. I swear to God.
Fuck that motherfucker, man.
We gotta get it in.
It's not working.
I swear to God, that nigga crazy, man. It's a wrap, right?
Man, listen, we all came up here to get some work in. It's my fault. We gonna get this work in.
I respect it, bro.
Man, that's what I'm talking about.
I respect that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because niggas say they love it, and niggas say they want to do this, want to do that, but they ain't willing to put the work in.
No, they don't.
These niggas put all the work in, bro. How many pounds have you lost so far, bro?
Well, I've been working with Drake close to 3 weeks now. Mm-hmm. I done already lost like 20, 21 pounds.
That's that work right there. Because you know how to work. You a vet, bro.
He got me on a strict diet too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So the diet is helping too. Sometimes I don't even eat the 3 times a day.
I eat one time a day
because I be tired sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you get into a deep sleep, you don't really want to get up and eat nothing, to be honest. So sometimes I won't even eat, just come train.
That's lots of water, plenty of water.
Like I don't even be eating most of the time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. That'd be the point that you be like, man, Just that little bite. Just a little. You know what? I'm gonna suck the season off the chip. Throw the chip back in the bag. I've been there. Believe me, I have been there.
That's what a guy does. I've been being in tournaments and shit, seeing niggas trying to make weight, spitting in cups and
when I was living in Atlanta for them 3 years, man, I was down in Atlanta, man, and I was seeing the guys down there with the amateur tournament. Mm-hmm. Where they was sucking on ice.
Yeah.
Just spitting the ice out. You know what I'm saying? Just getting a little rinse in their mouth or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, cats be starving sometimes to make that weight. Yeah, starving. That weight ain't nothing to play with.
Niggas be using X-Lax and shit, bro. Man,
you know what I'm saying? Epsom water salt pills. Baths and shit like that. Wrapping your ass up.
Never heard of. I swear to God. Going to lose that weight.
Niggas be fucking in sweatsuits and shit. Man. With the little sauna suits.
I feel wet.
Is that you, baby? Is it me? You know what I'm saying?
Like, man, that's how it be, though, man.
Hell no, man.
But don't you have to fight, you know what I'm saying? Make sure everybody can tune in, you know what I'm saying? You can broadcast that motherfucker, man. Everybody see it like, man, listen, this is broadcast. We going in. Scott ain't gonna give two fucks.
Hell no.
Excuse my language, but Scott
we cussing
fuck.
In this motherfucker, man.
Okay, Scott don't give two fucks, so, you know, like... Come on, let's get it in. Let's do our thing. You know what I'm saying? Come let the people that ain't be able to make it to Green Bay. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, make it to Green Bay. This is what I'm going to do. Actually, if anybody want to come to Green Bay for this fight, hit me up. I got you a shirt and a free ticket.
Ooh, you heard it here live on Below the Belt Box.
It's easy. This man know I'm 100, bro. So 100, when I say, listen, you say you showing up, I got you a Team Upset shirt. With a free pass to get in the fight.
I need my ticket while we're right here. Right? Yeah.
You're part of the team, so you already know.
You got to get in.
I got to come see you.
Excuse me. I know champ. That's my guy. That's my guy.
With them shirts on, team upset shirts, man. Hey, I'll be going down, man. Hey, man.
You see, we at Conflict Sports, man. Show the tees, man. Show them where we at, man. You know what I'm saying? 38th to find the lack, right across the street from Jackie Robinson. If you're from Milwaukee, man, you know what that is, man. Come on, slide through and check these guys out. If you want to see them train, if you want to be a part of the gym, hit up Coach Andre Sawyer. You know what I'm saying? Get that membership. It's not expensive at all. You know what I'm saying? And he's going to work with you. Man, Andre was a dope-ass fighter, too.
Yeah,
you know
what I'm saying?
Dre was cold,
bro. Yeah, Dre a fucking really mule in that motherfucker. Yeah, Dre you know what I'm cold. Saying? A thinker.
A secret to the people is... Between me and Dre, I don't work with Dre. He working too hard. Fuck that.
Man, you work with directly.
What? Old coach? Yeah. You know, I can get away with shit.
You ain't that a bit. I'm going to air that part after this fight. Cause I don't want the other fighter thinking no crazy shit. Because I don't think it's sweet. Because you still get the beats.
I'm going to eat you alive. Yes.
You still get the beats. You still work hard. Don't get it twisted. It's just different.
In all honesty, I didn't train at a lot of gyms in different states. Mm-hmm. And being in the city of Milwaukee, you don't get the work from other gyms that you get here.
That's right.
And it's the truth. You know what I'm saying? The only good training besides these brothers was, you know, Coach West. Shout out to Coach West, man.
You know, for real, that's my coach.
You know, Coach West is a great trainer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
You got Andre. Yeah, Donnie Pendleton.
Donnie got
my face looking like this. That goddamn 39 years old. Now get hit. So he talking my defense on shit.
I swear to God, dog. He talking my defense. That's
what I'm talking about. You know what? Donnie, Stan Johnson.
Stan.
I know y'all remember. Stan was the Don King of Milwaukee, man. The Don King. What, nigga? The first fight I ever had, dude came and picked me up off the street. See me boxing on the street. Yeah. Said, you got it. I said, all right, cool. I ain't gonna spoil. He said, I don't know what he said. Listen, you come to me, I got you. I said, cool. When I went to that man had me fight. My first fight was $1,000. That man gave me $400 out that $1,000. And he gave me that fourth. I'm like, why would you do that? Like,
hey, Stan known for that.
Stan was known for that.
Hey, man, Stan could put a lot of people on, though, too, man.
Yeah, Stan put me on. But Stan actually fucked me over a lot.
Shit.
The crazy part is, I would never knew about it if one of the promoters had come to me like, hey, you know, did you get that $1,500 from Stan? I'm like, no, I got $400. He said, man, you gotta go get your $1,100 more. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, Stan, you really did me like that? He was like, I was like, yep. Now it's time for me to start booking my own fights and shit. And then me learning this business, because I ain't with giving everybody my money, and I don't know what's paying. I don't know about the contracts and all.
Yeah. But see, that's the thing, too.
That's why I'm learning. When
you're dealing with the sport of boxing and you're a professional, you gotta understand the business side of boxing, too.
Mm-hmm.
And not just... you know, coming to the gym training, sparring, things like that, and getting into the ring. You really got to know the business. Yeah. And for the last few years, when I was living in California, I learned so much about the sport of boxing.
You'll learn a lot.
Then, you know, that's why I was telling a lot of guys, if you really want to make it in anything, especially like, Wisconsin is not a big city for a lot of things.
Yeah.
You know, get up out of your city, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, you got to build those relationships and network and things
like that.
You know, it's not a lot of people that is coming out of Milwaukee, that's in Milwaukee, that's, you know, coming out of that, that's successful. You know,
right.
It's a lot of talent here. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Even when I was living in Georgia, I was meeting a lot of people that was doing good, and I was networking with a lot of people and learned about the business side of boxing.
Right,
you know
what
I'm saying? And work now, you know, now that I'm getting back into it, I'm 31 years old. I signed with His Squad Boxing down in San Antonio.
Right.
And the brother that I'm working with down there, you know, is immaculate brother. You know what I'm saying? So me and him got in contact a while ago, and you know, he got me out of my management contract, and you know, he signed me. Working together. So now that I'm, you know, still learning, like I said, learning the business out of boxing, I decided to move to Texas in the next 2 months.
That's dope, bro.
A lot of people don't know about them contracts is you can sign them contracts and get in flying with somebody and that have your ass sit there for years.
Yeah, absolutely.
They'll sit you on the show.
Sit there for years. You like, absolutely. When am I going to fight? Well, you to this contract, you can't do shit. So it was a blessing for your people to help you out through that contract to re-sign it for you something else. But some of us, I ain't seen sit on contract. Like, bro, you ain't fought? No, I ain't fought in 2 years. Like, what? They still sending my check.
Yeah, bro. Because I done did that. See, I done did that before. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, when you working with a lot of managers, man, some people, they scam you, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you don't know the business side, some people will get over you if they ain't got your best interest. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't care about you, man. They solely care about their pockets.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When I started learning that and seeing that, it take away your ambition from the sport. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It takes it away. You know, and you get, you know,
it really
discouraged.
Does.
It does.
Yeah.
You know
yeah,
what
talk,
I'm saying?
Talk more about that. You know what I'm saying? How that discourages you as a fighter. You know what I'm saying?
Honestly, when I was working, I'm not going to say no names, you know, but when I was working with certain managers, you know, it was always promises this, promises that, mm-hmm. you know, when it was time for me to fight, fights never came about, mm-hmm. you know, money was low and things mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, you be realizing people really be scamming, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Once you really learn the sport of boxing.
Yep.
And before I really signed a contract with anybody now, you know, I just had people look over my paperwork.
Sure, absolutely, as you should too.
And I learned that this last contract that I had just got, you know, I had hit up somebody and gave them $500 just to read it.
Yeah.
It was just $500 just to read a
contract.
That
damn near be your contract. That's what you're signing for.
I said, wow. I'm like, man, dang, I might as well not even sign you. Mm-hmm. Charging me $500.
Yeah.
But that's what you got to do when you're in this business. And you spend a lot of money investing in yourself.
But you know what? A lot of that money being spent is also you learning as well. Like my man, Twan, I remember you told me when you start managing yourself, right? And you ain't looked back since because you learned. You had to go through them weeds to get through the roses, man.
You got to fall to learn how to walk.
Exactly.
And sometimes the motherfucker that make you fall can be the motherfucker that said, hey, man, I got your back.
Mm-hmm.
All along, they actually stab you in your back.
Yeah, like a motherfucker.
But once you learn it, it's like contracts come to my phone. Like, ask my coach. I'm like, Coach, Derek, my contract. I remember the first time I got a contract, I only could bring me and one person.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm like, that's a good contract. But I'm just in these other contracts for it. And what I'm getting is some bullshit.
Yeah.
Now, I'm about to go my own thing. I'm breaking 5 or 6 motherfuckers. We flying out. They buying everybody hotels. This is how I supposed to win.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure everybody eat. Make sure everything. It's called a contract. So I bring 6 people in my entourage. We all got hotels. You all can eat like we want to. They take care of you. When I first got to get this, I was just sitting in hotels, not even eating. I'm taking my own money.
Mm-hmm.
These motherfuckers staying with, and everybody was just eating off me, and I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And now when I learned, I'm like, ooh. That's why you and Floyd always say, learn the game. Everybody in the game say, learn the game. Because motherfuckers will fuck you over. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
Then I never really said where my contract at.
Right.
I just knew that if I fought, I was getting this certain amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
And fuck it, I don't get no fuck. I know me, as a street nigga, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm going to take this money, go to the hood with the shit,
yeah,
bust
some
moves, and
bust
I'm going
to eat.
You know what I'm saying? But damn, I could have ate 8 instead of just snacks.
Mm-hmm.
I can, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's how shit go. But now I learned that shit. You live and you learn now. Mm-hmm. I'm happy I'm here now.
That's what's up, man. Man, y'all, both of y'all journey's been crazy, man. Tell us a little bit about your journey, man. How you got to this point right now?
I remember when I first started boxing, it was like years ago. I was young, you know. I basically, you know, like I said, didn't know too much about it, you know, trusting certain people with, you know, guiding me and things like that, you know, being in California and coming back and forth to Milwaukee, you know, training. I wasn't taking it serious at one point.
Yeah, I remember
that. We were talking about it earlier.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll never forget, I had the gold teeth in my mouth, and we talked about this just a minute ago.
Yeah.
And I wasn't taking nothing serious, and I was getting smart mouth in the gym with Coach West, and he walked up on me one day and said, "You keep talking shit, I'm going to bust you in your motherfucking mouth, and gold's going to fall out." But he was serious.
It was be dead ass serious.
Hey, West be serious.
West, man.
The hat on.
Yeah, man. That's when he had the hair with the net. With the net, the hair net.
Yeah, right now.
The West, shower cap. I never seen that nigga hair before, bro.
Did he do hair?
He had like the locks. He got like the locks.
Yeah, okay. I just thought it was just the.
No, he got the. He bald now, but he had the locks, man. He had the whole little shit going on.
Yeah. He bald.
Shout out to that nigga, man.
Yeah, but, he's not the West.
But West was a good dude. But you know where I'm at now, man. You know, I had took some time off because I ain't fought in quite some time. The last fight that I had was down in Georgia, and I was like I said, getting discouraged, and then I was dealing with women, and then, you know, I ain't gonna lie, bro, a woman can be your biggest downfall.
Oh yeah,
that's
talk
a major.
About it.
Bro, I learned that.
Talk
bro.
About
bro,
it,
bro. A woman can be your major downfall. Yeah. You really don't have a woman in your corner that's willing to support you, man, and really hold you down and be that queen that you need. You will fail.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
The truth.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? But you gotta have it within yourself to be motivated, also.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and I realized even when I got married. Now that I'm divorced, you know, that kept me back from a lot of things because of the problems and the situations that I had inside my marriage.
Sure.
You know, and now that I'm divorced, I don't have nothing that's holding me back, man,
right,
as a single man.
You can fly now.
Yeah, absolutely, and I'm going to do that. You know what I'm saying? With or without a woman now. You know, now my mindset, even with a relationship, it's not solely focused on it. If it come and if it's right, then, yeah, then
I
will
pursue it. But you got to get in the car, though.
Yeah,
you know what
exactly.
I'm saying? The boxer is my woman. You the side,
she going to be
you
my side,
yeah.
my side piece. Because, you know, I realized I dedicated myself in so much of these females, I didn't really get nothing back. So when it came to a breakup,
that was deep.
I didn't lose nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then I realized in the breakup is really a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because you realize the person that you with is not really meant for you. So I took a lot of time off because of the women, and now I'm full fledged in it, focused.
Yeah.
You know, once I get down to Texas these next 2 months, man, I'm gonna be really focused on
zone, huh?
In the zone, man, you know. I can't fall off no more. Not over no female.
Hell no, not over no female, man.
Not over,
no,
man.
Not over anything. You know what I'm saying? Once you lock in, you lock in. That's what you focus on, man. You know what I mean? Twine, what got you here to this point, dog? Tell us the beginning, the origin of Mr. Upset, dog. What started you? You said Stan started you already, but then after that, what happened?
Shit, I had kids. Shit, and then the money had to come in. And you know, when you really want to go out there, and you got a talent, everybody got that talent.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to go out there and show that talent. Your kids like, hey, I need this, I need this, I need this.
Yeah.
And the streets ain't bringing it in at the time, but this bike can. You finna go eat.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm finna go do what I gotta do. I'm finna get it in. I'm finna go out here and show my talent and show my talent. And then, you know, shit, I knew I was good when I fought K-9 Bridge.
K-9, man, you was putting brakes on.
The crazy part is, I wasn't even in shape.
You just hopped in there.
A two-time champion. I took it in like a month, and I didn't have no
Charlo took his belt, right?
Yeah, Charlo took his belt.
That was his first time.
I beat that man the whole day that had him. Every round that man had against me, he was losing. It says right now, on every scorecard, he lost. Like, every round, he lost. If I could have got up and just went off two more rounds, I'd have had a two-time world champion under my belt.
Your ass was gassed that fight.
I would live. I'm like, God, I couldn't get him. Like, I could do, like, Nick, you said, I was like, I told you. He like, man, I thought you could push through it, man. Yeah. You got to spar.
Hey, but I tell you what, though. That because you were already cold, but I think that fight right there, something clicked.
Yeah.
Like, fuck that. That's never happening again.
Yeah, like, I'm
that's
like,
never
like,
happened again.
I'm like, this is a 2-time world champion. Yeah. And he, I remember when he hit me. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I watch his highlights. He's knocking niggas out. I'm like, all right, this motherfucker gonna hit me.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna eat this motherfucker.
Yeah.
If I don't eat this motherfucker, I'm gonna go big ass lie. I don't give no fuck. And so we fight.
Yeah.
And the first second round, I'm yapping, yapping, yapping. I'm like, you can't catch my jab. Yapping. Then he threw an overhand. It was like, oh, come on. I seen it coming.
Yeah.
But my dumb ass stayed there. I don't know why. He caught me too. Like, I said, oh, time to eat.
Right.
That's all you got. It's over. Then I hear my baby like, my daughter in the background, like, we eat those.
Yeah. Like, I've never seen her. Hey, your daughter is the go, bro. Shout out to your daughter, man. She in college too right now,
yeah,
right?
She in college. All right,
yeah, man. Yeah.
We eat those. I'm the one getting punched, but if we eating them, okay, we eat them. And I was like, yeah, I'm eating them. It was simple after that.
Yeah, man. that's dope as fuck, dog. I seen a lot of good shit from him, man. You had some really good camps too, man. Tell us about some of the best camps you've been to, bro.
George Foreman.
Mm.
George Foreman came with the motherfucker, man. Oh. That man got so much. His gym is about 3-4 blocks long.
Damn.
Real life, like 3-4 blocks long, bro. That man got a big gym, and he's so humble. You can't cuss in there. You know, he's real cheesy. He about preaching and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I got pictures of him all on Facebook. He goofy. He got good personality.
Mm-hmm.
He'll tell you about the George Rumble and jungle. He just sat there and talking like he was sitting there talking to me like, you got all the time in the world, but your biggest enemy is who? I'm like, what you mean? Like, who's your biggest enemy? I was like, I don't know. Like, your biggest enemy is your enemy. Mm. What you mean? Like, is your enemy, your only when you go out there, you always say you can't do it. You get that. I can't feel it in your head. Mm. Then you already lost. Your biggest enemy is your inner you. Once you beat that inner you in you, you become the best in the world. And I'm still right now still working on being that inner me. Shit, because I recently had a fight and tell myself like, I ain't gonna do it. I can't do it. Mm. I can't do it. And all along, this motherfucker he wasn't even on my level.
Mm.
Not even on the first, second class level. Coach, like, going out there first round. Done him. Like, coach, like, I told you ain't on your level. He can't even fuck with you. I'm like, I know he can fuck with me. It's me just bringing myself down, which I shouldn't do. That's that negative energy. You got to stay around positive people. One thing.
Absolutely.
When you about to fight, man, you know, you can lose your life in there. So, yo, it's a whole bunch of shit going to your brain.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Negative things, that shouldn't even be there.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there was everything. Like, man, you sparring with heavyweights. You sparring with Ichabod, man. You going 6-7 rounds. You and Ichabod going here trying to take your head off, taking them bitches.
Yeah.
This motherfucker ain't finna fuck with you like that, man. This motherfucker ain't gonna hit as hard as him or none of that. You and motherfucker Hakeem getting this work in. You and Nano getting this work in. Why are you acting like this? I'm like, man, I don't know. I just don't know. I'm in his backyard.
Yeah.
And all along when the bell said ding, it's like, I was at home.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It was like, everybody outside the ring kissed my ass, but now we in the ring.
It was a good
experience to let me know that I still got this shit. It ain't like, you know what I'm saying, at the age I am, that nobody can still touch me. So.
Yeah, dog. You look flawless at the last fight, bro.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? You look great. Got him out of there.
Got him out of there.
Picked him up, man. Dog. Yep.
Took the title home. Let's go. Got another one.
Ooh, I'm excited to see you, though, bro. Because I haven't seen you in a minute, dog. I haven't seen you in a minute.
And then, you know, back and forth to California. Then, like I said, I was living in, you know, down in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been back here for a little minute, man. But, you know, I'm ready to go, man. And then it's cold out here, man.
Yeah.
I hate the cold, man. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, like I said, I'm back in it, man. So y'all going to be seeing me a lot more. You know, I just realized you got to, in this game, you really got to surround yourself around positive people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a positive person. You know, I can get negative if I have to, but it ain't no need for that. I try to stay as positive as much as possible. You know, being a father, as they would say, a role model to, you know, people that's coming up after me. You know, because y'all, you know, I come up after y'all. Y'all got years on me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I remember seeing y'all in the gym all the time, sparring, and, you know, Eve, Jermaine, everybody else, you know, Jeff, you know, all of you guys and stuff like that, man. But now that I'm back in this game, man, I'm really stay focused and take it serious, man, you know. Because I really want this, you know.
And then
I spoke to, you know, the people, my team now in 24 months, you know, I'm going to be fighting for a world title. They're trying to get me sanctioned in, you know, the top, you know, WBC, IBF, WBA.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to get sanctioned, man.
You got to work for it, man. Definitely putting that work in it right now.
Because, you know, coming to conflict, man, I didn't think I was going to lose that type of weight.
That fast, too.
I didn't think I was going to do that. Not that fast.
Yeah.
I knew I could lose it, but just not that fast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 2021, pounds down in 2 weeks. That kind of scared me a little bit. I was like, you know
what's wrong with me?
Yeah, what's going on? But then the diet, you know, was helping me. But, you know, like I said, it's sometimes I won't even eat sometimes. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because I be tired. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Your body be weak. You know what I'm saying? You go home, take a shower, and you pass out. You like, oh, I ain't even hungry. Right?
I ain't even hungry no more. Yeah. I ain't going to go back up either.
I ain't even about to get up and make nothing.
Hey, you going to bring another fighter in.
Yeah, yeah, that's cool. Yeah, right, I'm having come on through with a very good right there. I can't. Hey, I can't
you
black.
Hey, you ready? I got to get ready.
I used to work out there too. Yeah. All right, man. We got him in here, y'all. We got him in here.
What's going on, man?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Again, Akeem Black in this motherfucker, man. Another highly touted pro, man. I remember seeing this guy on ESPN putting in work, and they robbed my nigga, man. They robbed my. I remember that, bro.
Yeah, I remember that.
I remember that shit. They robbed you, bro. I ain't like that. I appreciate that, man. You got the one and only coach, you know what I'm saying? I go back with Coach Ernie, too. You know what I mean? I remember when Junior was back in the gym and shit. You know what I mean? With Wes and everybody, man. Tell your story, bro. Start from the top, man.
Where y'all want me to start from?
Man, start from the top.
Long when story,
bro. Oh, man, start. We got number time, bro. Tell your story, man. These niggas told theirs already.
Man, shit, I'm the youngest of seven.
Woo. How many boys, how many girls?
Five boys, two girls.
Shit.
So, my oldest,
active ass household, don't worry.
Man, I swear to God, bro. Same mama, same daddy.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, so that's dope as a bitch.
I was born
though.
In Chicago, bro.
Yeah.
But, shit. My mom and daddy was 16 when they had my first brother. My first oldest brother is like 45.
Damn.
My mama and daddy. My daddy finna turn.
That's your damn uncle, nigga.
That's his pop.
And I got another brother that's in his 40s, bro. God. Two of them on their way to 40.
Like, how old
one
are you?
One of them died. I'm finna be 28 next year.
Shit. Yeah, that's dope. Oh, shit.
So, I mean,
that's
I got
wild.
To.
That's dope, though.
I got
dope.
To learn from everybody's mistakes because, you know, them niggas used to be in jail, selling drugs, all of that shit my daddy used to do. Mm-hmm. So, shit, from that, it was really like, as a kid, bro, like, foster care, all type of goofy shit. Bro, like, it shouldn't have been happening, but shit.
Yeah.
In the 90s, you know what was going on.
Yeah,
especially in Chicago, bro.
Especially in Chicago. Too.
Shit, we was back and forth and shit.
Mm-hmm. What part of Chicago you from?
South Side.
Ooh, South Side of Chicago. So, looking for a bus down.
I swear to God, bro. Like,
no, yeah, you know, I'm phoning, man. But shout out to YG, man. I'm phoning him, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Blue with Blueprint and Big Root, too, man. They couldn't be here, man. But yeah, we in this motherfucking conflict sports again, man. You got a fight coming up, bro?
Hell no.
But you in here. See, this fighters, what's man, I be telling these fighters, bro, a lot of times these fighters only fight when they got a contract. My niggas is in here. He ain't got no contract around here, but he in here working, in shape, working with people who are in shape and working. You know what I'm saying? This is year round for a lot of folks, and you know, bro, you see the results.
I ain't ran since May,
but
and I
working.
Just did 17 rounds.
That's what's better. That's, you know, I don't want to deter no boxers or no fighters and shit, but I personally think, you know, being in that ring, man, sparring and shit, that's the best work that you could do.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Of course, running and sprinting is really good to do for that long run and for, you know, whatever, but ain't nothing like that hand-in-hand combat.
I be really needing that shit, though, like,
yeah.
To keep, like, because my punch output is a lot already.
I know, I see you working.
For me to really continue to work and not get tired, because that shit be hurting my back the way I be moving, because that's just how my coach trained us. So.
Uh-huh.
That shit helpful though.
Yeah.
But it's like shit. If man, I don't know, bro. If this shit is going downhill in Milwaukee, bro, I'm finna leave, bro.
No, you ain't wrong. My man's leaving too. He's going to Texas,
told, bro.
Yeah.
I just told him the other day.
Where you thinking about leaving to?
Huh?
Where you thinking about leaving to?
Vegas.
Ooh, you got to. You got to.
My guy work at a casino out there.
Mm-hmm.
And my daddy, his wife stay out there.
Oh, you straight so, then, bro. You straight.
I got to, bro.
Yeah, you got to get a butter here, bro.
This shit leave by a minute, bro, if I stay. I done already dinner got to the points where I didn't even expect to get already.
Yeah.
my second year, pro year.
Mm-hmm.
Fox Sports.
Fox Sports.
Fighting the prospect of the year, beat his ass too at that.
Yep, I remember that. Nigga, I've been cheering on you before you even knew me. Bro, you know what I'm saying? I feel like
that's the furthest Milwaukee can take me.
Mm-hmm.
Milwaukee can't take me no further.
Right.
I'd be dumb as hell to keep staying. I was really only staying because my kids and shit.
Yeah, for sure.
And I ain't really want to leave them. I ain't know nothing about Vegas. At the time, I didn't have nobody in Vegas, so I'm not gonna take that type of risk.
Right, yeah, yeah.
But now it's just everything is
lining up
how it's supposed to.
Mm-hmm. That's God's gift, man. You chosen, bro.
Too, though. Like a lot of people don't want to leave because of the kids. But then what I learned is that you gotta make yourself greater to make your kids greater.
Exactly.
You gotta put them in
a position to
make sacrifices. And I learned that. Especially in this game.
This game.
You gotta think, bro, you could be with a fine woman, you realize you can't have sex with this woman for 2 months.
That's gonna be hard on your motherfucking ass.
It's gonna be hard on this nigga right here.
Them women, bro, that was
one of the worst, bro. That's why everything is lining up, like you said, you gotta make a sacrifice for your kids to make them better.
Yeah.
That's the point I'm at.
Absolutely.
And with no girlfriend.
I had
a distraction.
Yeah.
I mean, I ain't gonna call her a distraction.
But
she ain't what I call it. That's what it is, bro.
We were just talking about that right before you came
trying
in.
Trying to have sex, all that shit, that. Bro.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
You can't
then
do
y'all
that.
Don't understand. Y'all be so fucking tempted.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? We lay next to y'all every night, so
now you can put your ass all on. You see when he's sleeping and shit like that.
Listen, I was married, bro. And you know when you trying to train and then she go take that shower and come out that shower with that smell good, you be like, all right.
What are the walk bys gonna be without that towel?
Oh,
what are be the walk to away from you see that ass moving? I'm like, hey man, win the fight. Win the fight.
Right. You know what? I was in Georgia and I was messing with this young lady in Georgia. I ain't gonna say her name, but she knows who she is. I was really in love with this woman too.
Oh, in love ass.
But she I can't even knock it. I was really in love with her. And I knew I was supposed to be training for a fight, lost the fight, all type of shit. I'm fucking and she making banana pudding and stuff, cause that's what she do for a living. She makes cakes and things like that.
Yeah.
I'm not there eating banana puddings out of jars and throwing apples naked and shit. I'm eating like a motherfucker, bro. I'm eating
banana pudding naked in the mirror. It's crazy, though.
I'm eating, having sex. I'm like, man, like, listen, this woman is making me fall in love.
I swear to God, it'd be the cooking, bro.
I remember one time, bro, she made something simple as some pizza rolls for me. Like, listen,
this bitch really loved me, man.
Some pizza rolls. She was like, my baby gonna be mad that you eat up for pizza rolls. She made me some pizza rolls. Like, hey,
drinking all the Capri Sun.
Oh my God, you know what I'm saying? But she was real cool. But you know what? That's one woman, though, that I do regret. I really regret messing that relationship up, you know, because she could have been somebody that I could have married and been there for me, you know what I'm saying? And I told her to mess that one up. That's one that I regret right there.
Hey, man, you ever try to reach out to her?
I did. And you know what's so crazy?
Mm-hmm.
I reached out to her, like, I want to say a few weeks ago, like a month now. And when I reached out to her on Instagram, I said, you know, I just want to check on you and Blase Skippy.
Yeah.
And she, you know, I was like, you know, hoping we can be friends again. Bro, she hurt my soul. She said, no, you just called to say hi, so let's just keep it at that. I was like, damn.
Blow the belt.
Yeah. Hurt my soul, bro. Like, when I say I was hurt, bro,
women don't forget shit.
Hey, low key, though. That mean you still in the door a little bit, because if it really was something, it would have been said scene and nothing else.
Yeah,
you were sending little dots, then nothing would have came.
She was, you know what? She was the only woman that I ever been with.
Yeah, yeah.
That actually showed me the true definition of a woman. And if God was to ever bless me with that again, bro, I swear, I promise you, I will forever do right.
Yeah,
because that woman was the truth.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And she made me fall in love with her because what she was doing.
Right,
you know what
right,
I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, a person can say they love you all day.
Mm.
But it was her actions. You know what I'm
right,
saying?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
How she catered. You know what I'm saying?
That'd
and
be
then,
a thing,
you know,
yeah.
when she needed me, you know, it was just like I fucked up. You I fucked up.
You fucked that up? Hey, man. Players fuck up. Time. Players fuck up sometimes, man.
I fucked that up big time. I don't think I'd never get her back, bro. I may see her. I may go back to Atlanta and walk down the street trying to say hi. She'd be like, hey, fuck you.
Hey, them situation be serious, bro.
I swear to God.
Damn, I fucked up that, bro.
Like, damn. Like,
for this, what the fuck, I fucked up that.
That for this, it's always, it's always like that.
Ain't even ungrateful. Yeah.
It's like, crazy. I ain't even mess up for another woman. It was just me being selfish.
Mm. Oh yeah,
and considerate.
Tweak.
So I fucked that up, bro. You know what I'm saying? You know, hey, she's very successful, beautiful black queen. And you know, I wish you nothing but the best, even if it's not with me.
Oh,
you know, she was a great woman.
Honestly. Man, this is good. Look at this man. I see this man grow up, dog. He would have never said that shit 5-6 years ago.
No,
man.
I wouldn't.
Hell no.
I wouldn't.
Hey, I wouldn't say that.
Hey, back then I ain't gonna lie, but I think you know what? When I went to the joint, when I went to the prison, bro, I think that really matured me a lot.
Yeah.
You know, cause I did a year, so it was like, you know, it make you grow up. And then make you think about a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, that was another reason why I was like, you know what, I'm ready to get back into the game of boxing and do what I need to do, you know what I'm saying, for myself and my family, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then once I realized, like, when it comes to a relationship, it was like, and I was thinking about this particular woman down in Atlanta. I was thinking about her for a whole year because I talked to her a couple of times while I was locked up.
Damn banana pudding, man. I ain't shit. The fuck? Patty LaBelle can't make no shit.
Hey, listen. I was thinking about her for a whole year in there, and I ain't gonna lie, bro. She talked to me like maybe 3 times out of a year, and just wasn't fucking with me.
It's hurting your whole little feelings. Huh?
I ain't never been hurt by a woman.
Damn, like that should be hard though. Ain't no pain that's worse than getting your heart broke, dog.
Fuck you do a year though.
Yeah, let's go back to that.
I was just in jail. I had a tour going. I hated that shit. I was on like a 72-hour lockdown in the precinct.
Yeah.
Couldn't do nothing but look at the.
Bro, I had a gun charge, bro, with my ex-wife. We got into an argument, a crazy disagreement, and she called the police.
Damn, I ain't Tory Lanez.
Yeah,
bro. What the fuck you do?
And it was her gun. That was the thing about it. But, I can take my faults because I bought the gun for it. And I shouldn't even did that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I did my time, you know, and it is what it is. Mm-hmm. You know, I moved on for it. I even forgave her. You know, I don't talk to her. Don't never want to talk to her. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I forgave her for it. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, life lessons. But I ain't going to lie, bro. I ain't never been to prison until that point.
Yeah.
Bro, and I experienced that 5 months in prison. Mm-hmm. Cause I was in the House of Correction for 7 months.
Yeah.
And fighting the case. So then when they sentenced me, you know, the judge gave me a year, ran concurrent.
Mm.
So I only had to do 5 months left. And everybody was like, guess what, bro? They ain't finna send you to prison, bro. You finna stay right here. I was believing that shit, too.
Oh, man, she got used to it.
Listen, they came and swabbed my nose, bro. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, you finna get sent up the road.
Damn.
I said, what the hell? Man, I get up there. I'm talking about I was in prison for 5 months, bro.
Damn.
And then I call old girl, the one in Atlanta.
Yeah.
She ain't answer not one call.
Shit.
One call, bro.
That hurt, bro.
You know
especially
what?
When you're like in jail or locked up or some shit, man. You take everything like that a little bit more personal than you would outside of that.
Absolutely.
Shit.
You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, when I did come home, though, I had a lot of time to myself. I was able to reevaluate me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I had realized, like, don't be in no relationship with somebody that is willing to take your freedom and, you know, put you down in any type of way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You got to really surround yourself around positive people. And I realized this game that we in called boxing, bro, if you got a woman, that woman really needs to. That's why I respect Tevin Farmer.
Yeah.
And you see the relationship he has with his woman.
And Bud
Crawford. Shout out to Terrence Crawford, you know, and Tevin Farmer. I was looking at, you know, I look at Tevin Farmer and his girl Poker stuff on YouTube all the time.
Okay.
And, you know, she's very supportive, you know, very understanding of his career and what he does as a professional.
Yeah.
And, like, a huge inspiration, you know, as far as a man that's boxing and he has a woman that's supporting. That's a big, you know.
Yeah, that's big. That's really big.
That's,
you know,
real big. Mm-hmm.
That's real big. Hey, man, let's turn this around real quick, man. King, let's bring it back to you, dog. Nigga, who is your favorite fighter right now?
feel like it's gonna always be Lomachenko.
Lomachenko, no see,
no matter if he lose or not, bro.
Lomachenko's so cool.
Bro, like that shit. The way he fight, bro. It's like kind of like how Coach Ernie be having us fight.
Yeah.
It's to shake up your vision, bro. If we come on one side, we gonna hurry up and do something. Just some tricky ass shit to make you think I'm over here, and then next minute I'm over here. Boom, 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 boom. That's why I say I need to run in order to really do that.
Need the legs for that shit.
He is the angle king, though.
He the angle. And a southpaw, too. I'm a southpaw. You know, I love my southpaws, though.
Yeah, he is an angle king. I like Lomachenko, but it's a lot of guys that I really don't have a particular favorite. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we all came up on the Floyd era.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But that boy Errol Spence is a monster.
He a monster, bro.
Yeah, I can't believe
Javonte Tank Davis.
Mm-hmm.
Monster, bro. Monster. And then you got to think the Charlo twins.
Yeah.
So it'd be hard for me to say a favorite.
Devin Haney, too.
In particular, we ain't going to say my favorite fighter. We're going to say my favorite fight style.
I don't really have a favorite right now because
my Earl, man. Like, I'm biased though.
I don't even. It's crazy, bro, because I don't even watch boxing like that.
I don't
sit still, bro. I'm always doing something. I be cutting. I be skating. I be my kids. I be all type of shit.
Active ass nigga.
Like, you know how they hire PBC on Fridays or something. I don't never catch it because I ain't in the house.
See, that's why
you gotta catch one of these fights with us, man. Yeah, you gotta have
absolutely. I don't care where I'm at. I could be in the car, somebody else driving. I'll be watching.
I'm gonna watch that.
You know, I just love the sport of boxing, so I'll be watching it. You know, a lot of people got their little YouTube channels like the Charlo, Jamel Charlo with the Lions Only thing on YouTube. So I'll be watching a lot of. That's why it's hard for me to say I got a favorite fighter.
I got you.
I'm loving all of them. It's hard for me to pick a favorite.
It's tough out there to pick it, man, but. What's one of the fighters what's one of the fighters that made you fall in love with boxing? Both of y'all.
The
first fighter you seen and she's like, damn, this nigga.
The first fighter that I did see was Marvin Hagler.
Mm-hmm.
Marvin Hagler back in the day was a cold.
He was a savage, bro.
Like I said, we came up in that Floyd Mayweather era. Of course, Floyd, when he was Pretty Boy Floyd, when he was Pretty Boy Floyd, bro, he was knocking shit
vicious.
Up, bro. He was cold,
vicious.
Bro.
You know what I mean?
He was an animal, bro. Even when he became Money Mayweather, he was still, that was the business side.
Yeah, that was business, but he was smarter, too.
But he was smarter,
I low-key like Money Mayweather better than Pretty Boy Floyd.
I'm going to say the reason why
I learned a lot more from
Money. See, Money Mayweather teaches the business.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we was talking about as far as you need to know the business side. Because when he got out of that top rank contract, it was up from there.
Yeah, it was up.
Think about it. It was up from there. Like, can nobody mess with him on the business side of boxing?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Now then people started hating on him. Even when he linked up with Al Haymon. You know what I'm saying? People was hating on him.
He fed into that shit.
Yeah,
too.
Man. So you gotta respect the Money Mayweather.
Absolutely.
All day long. Mm-hmm. You have to respect that. And when you look at a lot of the guys that, you know, like the Javonte Davis, even Devin Haney, him as a businessman. Yeah. I respect him too.
Devin is cold.
Devin cold. I like Devin Haney a lot. Devin Haney a beast, bro.
He probably my second favorite fighter, low key.
Devin
Cole. I fuck
Devin
with Devin.
Haney
man.
A beast, man.
That nigga Devin fought my nigga Mike Fowler, man.
I remember that fight.
You know, Mike came up with us.
Yeah, he did. He used to be at Cream City all the time.
Yeah, King sent him first. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What you gonna say, bro?
He should have stayed to it.
Yeah, he should have stayed to it, man.
Cause he was down in Vegas with Floyd and he was down there.
Ain't no way I'm finna fuck that. Anybody know? No.
You get them type of opportunities, you really gotta bite down on that.
Especially when you're away from home.
You
gotta take advantage of that.
But you know what I learned here in this city, a lot of people they'll leave and then they'll tell you like, I'm homesick.
Fuck that.
I'm about to deal with that shit.
I'm tired of Milwaukee. I got goals. I feel like I gotta kill a motherfucker if I stay here.
That's the truth, bro. That's really the truth.
I
gotta walk around with a gun in my pocket every day, bro, because I feel like I gotta kill somebody.
That's what I was saying. I will stay in LA. I'm almost still in L.A. for that.
At that point, exactly, yeah.
Bro. Like, niggas down here doing dumb shit for no reason. Mm-hmm. Like, what is your point? Mm-hmm. You finna try to take my life. I'm a professional boxer, bro. I don't do nothing to nobody.
Nothing to nobody,
but
bro.
I'm gonna pop you first. I promise you. Yeah.
You ain't gonna find out I'm a boxer.
I'm gonna get up out of here. I literally had to touch somebody for the first time.
Yeah, straight up win.
In 10 years, I ain't had to do none of this. Nigga trying to play Captain Save-O in the bar. Don't let this fool you, bro, because my hair is up in the little ponytail, bro.
He said a pretty little ponytail.
God, I had my hair done and shit, bro. Like, don't let this shit fool you.
Nigga went to the salon and shit.
Cause you a dark-skinned nigga with a beard and you
kinda stop. Yeah, but don't try that. Yeah.
I'm gonna pick you up and drop you, bro. I swear to God. Two piece of both.
Yeah.
Two piece of clean them.
Got him out of
on
there.
On the floor.
That's why I don't go to clubs. See, I don't do the club thing.
Got him right out of there.
No. It's the bar, though. See, it's
the
difference.
I don't drink.
It's
the difference.
It's
going.
The difference, right. Though, for the bitches.
See, hey, that's why I don't want to go. Hey,
nobody's going to be stuck.
That's why I'm trying to leave,
though. Hey, especially going up at Oasis. You go up at Oasis, boy. You bound to go home with somebody, bro.
I haven't been to Oasis since it was, what's the name?
The Onyx.
The Onyx,
yeah. Yeah, bro, no, I'm good.
And even
bro,
when I was there, I'm like, ooh, I can't come back to this one. I'm going to get in trouble in this bitch.
Yeah, yeah. I don't do the clubs, the bars.
I fuck with the bars and shit.
I do the strip clubs.
The bars be smooth.
Yeah, Brady Street and shit. Yeah. I don't fuck with clubs. Yeah, I ain't been to clubs since Texture and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I ain't fucking with clubs like that since then. Envy and the International and shit on 27th the National. Nigga, that was college days, bro.
Are they still alive?
Hell no, they've been dead for like the 10 years, 11 years.
I ain't know, bro. That's
and I think they closed down back when, even when I was staying on like 12th and Barlight. That had to be like 2012, damn near.
And that's when I started boxing. I ended up going to jail. That's how I started boxing. I went to jail. We was all on the east side, mm-hmm. And then my mama moved us close to Atkinson, like the low end of Atkinson, where Looney them from. That's how I know Looney them, Chopper, them my brothers. I grew up with them niggas.
It's some hoods in Milwaukee that you just make you say, God damn. Atkinson is top. Atkinson damn near number one.
That shit make you who
you
is.
And I'm from 20th and Hampton. You know what I'm saying? I was born and raised and shit. But Atkinson different, bro. Them niggas retarded. Y'all niggas retarded, bro. That's why you good, nigga, because you retarded, bro. I'm gonna say it here. I'm sorry, bro. You Atkinson. All my niggas from Atkinson is retarded. I hit my nigga from high school. He FaceTimed me and shit. It's like 2 p.m. and shit. Like, what up, Adam, nigga? And then I'm like, what you drinking on, bro? So, you know, I'm drinking on a little bit of this nigga had the Incredible Hulk. You know, the Hennessy and the motherfucking Hypnotic. And then he put a little bit of what the fuck is that shit? He said, put ecstasy in the shit.
What?
Nigga, it's 2 p.m., bro.
Man,
tweaking. A nigga walked up on him and said, his guy. He's like, oh, nigga, I thought you was while he's selling fat. I'm like, bro, I'm gonna hit you back, bro. Look, man, when we gonna kick it again, bro? I'm like, man, I'm gonna hit you back, bro. Like, you know, so you my nigga, but I gotta love you from a distance, man, because niggas will catch you up in that shit, dog. Atkinson niggas, y'all wild, boy. And Long Island. Y'all heard of Long Island? Off of like 17th and Silver Spring.
I hear motherfuckers talking about it all the time, bro. I ain't never been over there where plenty of motherfuckers was outside, but I heard it's like the
don't go, bro. It's different. It's like Atkinson,
bro. I know
it's
all the water property.
Yeah, and it's even crazier now. When I was coming up, because like I said, I stayed right over there on 20, right by Lincoln and shit. So we was just nothing but across the pond, that river and shit over there. But I went to Silver Spring School. It's now called Marvin Pratt. I think that's what it's called. And so all my niggas used to go from Long Island. They went to Silver Spring, and all them niggas was bad. Every last one, they was all vice lords and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, man, shout out to my niggas. I know who y'all is, man. Some of them doing real good. Some of them ain't. But that's everywhere, man. Shit. But you said you started boxing 10 years ago, man. 10 years ago. So you a decade in. You a vet now, bro. How feel to be a young vet, bro? God damn.
I don't feel like it though.
That's good.
But everybody else, I started like 7 and 6 and shit.
Yeah, right.
I started when I was 17 because I went to jail to DT. I ain't never been in prison.
Yeah.
Like, I went to DT for 4 months.
Mm.
I was in the St. Charles little group home after that.
Okay.
And I had to do some little more time after that. And they got me a mentor. The mentor asked me, what did I want to do to keep me out of trouble and shit. So I told him, like, put me in boxing.
Yeah.
Since then, I've been boxing.
But up from there. That's dope, bro.
I really wish, like, as I get older, I wish that I really started doing this shit, like, at a young age, bro, because I'd be way further than what I am now.
Yeah.
Like, when I first started doing it, like, the Olympics just had hit.
Yep.
So that shit wouldn't go hit to another 4 years.
I ain't waiting.
And then I was already finna be, like, 21, and I ended up going pro in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I damn near hopped into it a little bit too late, bro.
Hey, man,
but I know if
ain't
I
never too late, bro.
It ain't never too late.
It ain't never too late,
look where Errol Smith said. He started boxing when he was 15.
Yeah, 15, 16. You know what I'm saying? And see where he at.
He was 15 years old.
Nigga, I remember the first time I even heard and seen of Errol Spence. My nigga, man. Shout out Jermaine House, man. One of the best to ever do it from Milwaukee, man. Little dude, 125. Only nigga to ever stagger me with a punch. Ooh, shit, that shit kind of hurt. But we went to we had to go to the National Golden Gloves at Little Rock and shit. It was about 2010, I think. Yeah, 2010. And Jim Rain is like, man, this nigga Errol from Texas, bro. He cold, strong. I'm like, man, how much you weigh? 154. Okay, but I ain't got to fight him. I'm 178. I ain't got to fight him. And so we walking in. So you know how it'd be like three rings in that big ass building and shit for the tournament. So we walking in. I hear some shit from the lobby, and like, boom, boom, boom. I'm like, damn, niggas getting their ass whooped in this motherfucker. I'm thinking it's heavyweights because it's a heavyweight right in front of me in the first ring. Nigga, it wasn't them. This nigga Errol Spence was all the way in the third fucking ring, and that's just him hitting body shots. Boom, boom, boom. Just working a nigga, bro. Stopping everybody, bro.
You see how he is now?
I've been a fan since. Yeah.
Errol Cole.
I've been a fan since. And, you know, because it was, what was the team? It was Hasim Rockman Jr. at first, Angelo Buchanan. Remember Angelo from UCC?
Yeah, you know he down in Florida.
Yep. So it was Angelo. It was Hasim Rockman Jr. And then it was me at 178. It was Luis Arias Cuba at 165. At 154 was Chris Pearson. Remember Chris Pearson? He still fight now. Then we had a couple. David Moore. He just got out of jail. Shout out to David Moore from UCC. And was Johnny Luna? No, Johnny Luna when he was still J.O., I believe.
Hey, Johnny was cold.
Johnny was so cold.
Johnny quit.
I talked with Johnny. Yeah, I talked with Johnny. He don't box no more. He said he just he's gonna be there for his kids, man. He don't want to risk nothing. You know, he don't even like it. He don't love fighting anymore. And I feel him,
some
man.
Some people do fall out of love with it, man.
Yeah. Because even when I had my kids, shit kind of changed a little bit. Too.
Yeah, I remember that.
Shit?
Yeah, I remember when your daughter was first born.
Mm-hmm. I had my kids. I had my daughter first. Then I ended up getting injured. When I went to Atlanta and shit. Trained with Darnell Boone and all that shit. I went down there to turn pro. I ended up getting injured down there the second fucking day, bro. The second day I did this shit, bro. They got fucking threw an overhand left. My nigga ducked it and came up from it. And that shit landed. And it ain't even hurt. But goddamn it, I couldn't move that motherfucker. I didn't even know I had that bitch, nigga. I was there for like 3 weeks. I walked around with nothing. Just like this. And my shit started turning purple, nigga. As soon as I get here, bro, I walked around a couple more days. Then, nigga, I went to the doctor. That said, nigga, your shit broke. You gotta have surgery tomorrow morning. So that sat me out. And then after that, I came back from that shit. Then I ended up getting a detached retina. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even know I had that shit. Cause I don't even know what happened. Cause I never had a black eye. I never been dropped before. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know what the fuck. But got that shit. That's when I retired the first time. I was like, fuck it, I'm just not going to box then. That was in 2012. So you probably came right out. I was leaving because Ernie just started coming down there at first. Yeah, because. Cause I know Al. I mean, not Al. Rest in peace, Al. Tom Moreland.
Yeah.
He had a what's the coach? What's the coach name? Light skinned dude.
Steve.
No, Coach Powell. Coach Powell.
Yeah.
Jerry Powell. Jerry Powell. He worked my last fight too in the Minnesota. Shout out to Jerry, man. We got a lot of funny stories about that nigga. Dog. That nigga Jerry.
Jerry, hilarious. Yeah, he's funny as a mug.
Funny as a bitch, though. I remember that nigga. I remember him and Low got into it and shit. Remember Low?
Yeah.
Shout out to Low. Him and Low got into it, and then Jerry he got mad and stormed out, right? And so we go outside. Me and I think it's me and Blue or somebody. And then Jerry on the phone, like he see us coming. He's like, yeah. Let me speak to Roger. Roger Mayweather. We looking at his jacket asshole, bro.
He used to always say that he knew the Mayweather.
He always had a Mayweather story, bro.
Yeah, he always said that.
I ain't gonna lie. I've been hearing that. I used to believe his ass.
He got a couple pictures with him, but that don't mean that you know him.
Yeah, bro, listen, I seen a couple pictures, but I've been hearing that story from him since 2010. Bro. No bullshit.
That nigga is crazy, bro. That's my nigga, man. He's funny as a bitch, but I ain't gonna believe that nigga. He be jacking like a motherfucker. Old school jacket ass niggas too, dog.
You know how it be when they say niggas be you talk about they OGs, though, yeah. You just old.
You just old, nigga. Ain't no G about you, bro. Hey, man. Hey, we about to get about here soon. You got some last words, man? Tell them again about your fight coming up, man.
It'll be sometime in December 3rd, man, down in San Antonio, Texas. I would be moving to Texas in the next 2 months, three months. Shout out to my new team, His Squad Boxing. Shout out to Conflict Sports, man. My coaches, Andre Sawyer, Coach Jordan, Coach Zeke, man. Shout out to you, Adam, man. I appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you, man.
Everybody go watch his podcast, man. Shout out to King.
King
Black, man. Hopefully he get him a fight, man. He get to Vegas, man. Do what he got to do. Shout out to Antoine Upset Ellis, man. Good luck on your fight, man. October 8th, man. We in the building, man.
So yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Be on the lookout.
Anything for you, man? Mr. Black. When you looking to come back? Are you looking to come back?
I ain't never really left.
I know that's right.
I mean, I just had that badass experience with Nick, them, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when they closed the King Center and shit for the little 2 years and COVID.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to get Ernie to come down there with me to Ricky Gym.
Okay, yeah.
At Brucey.
Yeah, he said the first time, but then the second time I brought it up to him when it was really time to go, he ain't respond. He left me on red on Facebook.
Oh, man.
I can't keep waiting. Said my career.
Yeah, you gotta go. I feel you, bro. Hey,
some of these trainers, man, they just be wanting to train who they want to train.
Yeah.
And they become real selfish, man.
But see, that's how it was, though. Like, I was the main fighter at the time because everybody else stopped.
Mm-hmm.
So I was Coach Ernie's only fighter. Only but person, you know how Coach is. Coach Ernie don't want to work with nobody.
He
don't want nobody to know his style, none of that shit. But I understand and I get it.
Yep.
Should know Hispanics know hard styles anyways. They don't move when they fight. They just they come straight towards you. We more defensive fighters, like all black fighters, like So I understand
slick style,
that.
Yeah.
I fucked up going over there, bro.
But you wanted to work, man. You had to work. You had to stay active, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He should be. I mean, I ain't gonna say we should, but whatever. You work. You gotta work. Like, the worst thing that can happen for a fighter is for a fighter to get stagnant and just, you know what I'm saying, not training, not doing anything.
That's why I make sure I stay working, because even when I left from over there with Nick, them, I went right back to Ernie. My work ain't 100% consistent because I got so much shit going on. Like, I cut hair. I gotta be a father to my kids, pick kids up from school and give them homework, come to the gym, fucking the skating and everything else. Like, it's just a lot of shit right now. So I got too many distractions here. That's why I'm planning on leaving.
Stop all that skating, nigga. You just ain't roll bound.
Listen. Show ass in the gym. That's the problem. The gyms here close too early, bro. Yeah. Like 7:30, all of them.
Right.
So skating is, I leave the gym and go skate.
With this gym, you got 24-hour access.
That's true, because he can't just open it up from the thing. Yeah, so that's dope.
So stop trying to be roll bound.
But look,
that's a workout too.
You know how everybody need that outlet. Like, that's my outlet, bro. That's my outlet, bro. Because if I don't skate, like, motherfuckers say, you can let your anger out in boxing. Yeah. I can't, bro. I let my anger out in skating because I love doing that shit. Like, if I don't skate when I really knew I was supposed to, I get irritated. Fuck, bro. I need to skate, bro. This is what's gonna help me feel better throughout the day, throughout the week, everything, bro. Like, I'll be annoyed when I don't do it.
King
got butler like, sweet.
Man, niggas know how I'm skating, man. I just posted a video.
Sweetness.
Damn,
bro.
Them niggas is trash.
Broom.
Roll out,
ATM. Hey, man.
Come to our skate park.
That's funny as fuck, dog. Where you be skating at?
I be skating at Butler most of the time.
Yeah.
Shit, sometimes I go to racing for little shit, but Chicago, I fuck with skating in Chicago.
I fuck with it, man. I'm about to check you out one of these days, bro.
But I got plenty of little shit on my page. You gotta add me on my page, too.
I think I do got you. My name Adam Willis on there.
I'm probably
fine. Yeah, but shit, we'll figure that shit out, man. But that's been a wonderful episode of Below the Belt Boxing and Broadcast. We got Julian Poole again and King Black, Antoine Ellison, Mr. Upset in the house. He back there training, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, we'll be back. Check us out, man, again.
Afro wig on. With the wheels lighting up. Hey, y'all.